us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment, it's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
It's Andy, welcome to this week's Netball Show with Viper 10. This week, George Fisher and Serena Guthrie, who speak to us ahead of the Uganda series. And we're going to find out a little bit more about the Queen of Netball scribbles as well.
The England versus Uganda series starts this Tuesday at Liverpool's Echo Arena before moving to the Copper Box on Friday and Sunday. Tickets are available via the Ticket Factory, and it's well worth going to see the Roses while they're back on home soil. Here's Serena Guthrie telling us what it means to her to be selected as captain for the series.
I think it's going to be an exciting series. Obviously, you know, really proud to have been given that role for this test series in the absence of Amma and Joe. But yeah, you know, like I really am looking forward to the series, just getting back in front of our home crowd. It's been a while and it's our first home series since Commonwealth Games. So, and I mean, they gave us a really good run for our money in the Commonwealth Games. They're a really, really classy side. So, you know, we know we've got our work cut out against this team.
And she's been impressed with the mix of players named, including the advantages of having some development players in the team.
It's going to be a really good opportunity for those guys to develop and kind of, like I say, get out in front of, you know, their own fans as well, and just kind of get to know a little bit more about international netball, different kinds of opposition, how we do things. And it's really great that we've got a few development players in the team, because coming towards the end of a four-year cycle, and you know, no doubt there'll probably be some changes, and it's great for these players to start stepping up into the spotlight.
She knows the benefits of having a home crowd too.
You know, being away for the last 4 years, haven't played at home a lot due to, you know, ANZ and, you know, club commitments. So you know, personally, it's really nice to be able to get back out in front of the home crowd, and I guess give everybody a little bit of a taste, you know, what we're about in this lead up to the World Cup.
And the advantages of the Echo Arena and the Copper Box being packed.
The supporters and the fans are one of the reasons why you definitely keep playing this game, and they definitely are, you know, our eighth man, and we can do with as many people there as possible cheering us on, and it just makes for a great experience and a great event. So I'm really looking forward to seeing people out there watching this.
George Fisher is going to represent England seniors for the first time at home, and she told us she's happy with the news.
I'm just like sort of like bursting with pride. Obviously, like, it's not every day you get to like represent your country as such, so yeah, no, it feels amazing, because obviously it's like the first time I think I've ever had the opportunity to go in England and play for the seniors, so no, it's really cool.
And that fan support for George is something a little bit special.
Yeah, I think I just enjoy the netball and stuff, and the fact that other people enjoy it is great, and that everyone is so supportive is great. So I think as long as, like, just keep enjoying it, it should be good.
We asked George how tricky she thought Uganda would be as opponents.
I'm really excited. I hope to get the opportunity to get onto the court now. But no, I am really excited. Obviously, they're a good side. So yeah, it should be interesting. It should be a good watch.
And if George is selected to play at the Copper Box, she told us it's going to be something special for her.
I've been there on the bench a few times. I've never actually played. So it'd be amazing to actually maybe get the chance and stuff. So no, like, I can only imagine that it's like the most amazing feeling. I think for me, my favourite thing is like when you're standing there and you get to sing a national anthem. I'm like, for me, that's like the best part of it all.
And with George playing for Turnford all her career, is she expecting them to turn out en masse and put on coaches to support her?
I don't know if they're planning coaches. I just know that they're super proud of me. Turnford's the only team, like club side, I've ever played for, so I think I owe a lot to them. It would be great if they could come and watch, but I don't know if they will. I reckon a few people will come down, but I'm pretty sure they're not doing coaches.
Great news for Netball Ireland this week. Ex-Thunderbird and Manchester Thunder head coach Dan Ryan's been appointed as their head coach for that national programme. Well, the executive manager at Netball Northern Ireland is Karen Rollo, and she told us how pleased she was to have secured somebody like Dan.
Hi, it's Karen Rollo, the executive manager of Netball Northern Ireland. We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach. We've been working on this for some time now and are delighted to have him on board. With his experience of high-performance systems and his drive and enthusiasm for our sport and of Netball and I's vision, we're excited to see just how much we can achieve. First up, Netball World Cup.
More online at netballshow.co.uk this week, including details of Siren's junior camps over Christmas and the news that Jay Clark's been announced as Netball World Cup ambassador for next year's event in Liverpool. Now, if you're a Manchester Thunder fan, please stand.
Hi everyone, Karen Gregg from Manchester Thunder. Just wanted to invite you all along on the 15th of December to see Manchester Thunder take on the Strathclyde Sirens. It'd be a great opportunity to come and see us for the last time at Wright Robinson before Christmas and the Super 10 in early January. And don't forget, there are still opportunities to sponsor Manchester Thunder and our players online at manchesterthunder.co.uk. Looking forward to seeing you all there.
Next, we hear from Benicos Mavericks, Karen Bailey, as she's going to be returning for next season.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's a netball show with Fibre 10. Karen Bailey will be part of that new Maverick side for 2019. I spoke to Karen about how she felt last year's campaign went in the Super League and what she thought about joining the league.
I think when you look back on it, it was frustrating at times, but then I think we accomplished moments of greatness. I would have liked to go a lot further than we did, but unfortunately that wasn't the way. And, you know, that sport, if you don't perform on the day, then the results unfortunately don't go your way. So it was a really great season in terms of coming over and joining the Mavs. I've learnt to really enjoy netball again, something that, you know, I was really struggling with the last couple of years of my netball career in netball. So that's been really fun and that's been enjoyable, but I wish we went a little bit further. But considering all the circumstances and injuries and illnesses and everything else that we faced throughout the season, it just wasn't to be.
You said that you were happy to be part of Mavs. A nice challenge, bit of a change.
Definitely a bit of a change. It still poses its challenges. It's a very different style of game here, and it poses its challenges just in the fact that, you know, my body isn't as what it used to be. So it's about being smarter at what I'm doing out there and how I'm making sure that I can still contribute to the team. So one of the great things, I guess, is coming over here and being able to take a little bit more of a leadership role and be a bit of a role model and, you know, start passing on bits of wisdom that were passed on to me in my, you know, heydays when I first started out. So it's definitely been a bit of a change, but it's been enjoyable.
How did you see the atmosphere and work ethic like compared to other clubs you've been at?
It's different. When you're looking at the Suncorp netball, they've now gone into a very different professional league.
Level,
so
yeah.
The training and the pay and the expectations are very different to here. Here is still a semi-professional league, and they understand that you do need to have a work and a uni balance, and the pay isn't a full-time pay. So the expectation here is a little bit less, but nonetheless, the training's just as hard. And I guess the expectation here is, you know, when you're at training, you're working as hard as you possibly can, and there's no slacking off as such, but you're not in a full-time program here as you are when you're back in Australia.
When we first spoke at the start of the season, you said the S&C conditions were the killer. Did you manage to crack them by the end of it?
Yes and no. My knee played up probably the last couple of weeks of the season, so we kind of backed off on a lot of plyo stuff in my S&C program, but I have managed to actually go leaps and bounds ahead of where I have been in the last couple of years in regards to a lot of my plyo work, so a lot of my jumping and a lot of my single leg work. Previously, it's been very limited, trying not to upset anything. So that's been a real positive for me, and it's something that I'm looking forward to continuing to get gains on in the off season.
And for next season, we've already seen that Sasha and Lindsay are back as captain and vice captain. What are they like?
They've been great. Sasha is obviously just a bubble of positivity. So anytime that anything wasn't going our way, you know, she was always the first one to have a pump up, and Lindsay was always the steady one down the back. So you'd always hear her on court, and, you know, if you needed that intercept, you knew that she was going to get it for you. I think they both complement each other in the leadership team. You know, Sasha's really that people's person, and she's really good at doing the pump-up chats. And I think Lindsay, we need to get our butts into line. She tends to be the one that steps up and is like, it's not good enough, girls. So it's been really great kind of having those two, and they've blended together quite well to provide a leadership for the Mavs this year.
And some of the younger members of the team as well, did you adopt almost a kind of Coach Kaz kind of role and pass on some of your words of wisdom?
I think Maz is one of those teams that we do have quite a lot of young girls, but I think each one of those girls has been accountable. You look back at the team and you look at the likes of, you know, Raz and even Gabby, and you just go, oh my God, these girls are still babies, but they show such maturity on court that you actually forget how young they really are. So I consider kind of all the girls except myself, Lindsay and Sash,
no,
they're all babies. We're the older ones.
You gelled with Gabs quite a bit as well. So have you developed a love for sausage dogs and expensive coffees?
A little fact that a lot of people don't know is,
oh, I like
that
this.
Gabs actually loves all types of dogs. I think that, you know, she kind of, it became a running joke that, you know, her dad or her parents had promised her a sausage dog, and it was kind of like a tweet done by her, but she actually loves all types of dogs. But no, I do probably appreciate sausage dogs a lot more now, and I probably notice them a lot more now because Gabs loves them so much. But yeah, we've formed a pretty great relationship, so that's been really fun this year.
Have you seen the level of sponsorship and the amount of traveling? How does that compare? Different skills.
Look, I think that's probably an area that really lacks here compared to in Australia, and I think that's where it really comes to where your league's at. I think, I hate to say it, with England winning now, I think that will actually increase your sponsorship opportunities, because it has opened the doors to people realising that netball is extremely competitive in England. So I'm just really hoping for the sport as a whole that, you know, England does continue to get sponsorship here and the league does continue to grow, because it really is a great platform. There's so many talented girls here that play in this league, and it really does open a platform for young, talented players and, you know, older players to come back and play in this competition. So I certainly think that it serves a huge purpose here, and sponsorship's definitely needed.
If you weren't over here this season, you would have missed out on breaking down on the way to Team Northumbria, and that's going to be with you forever.
Look, I probably would have missed out on learning some new dance moves. I think I gave up on that about 10 seconds in, but there's definitely been a few laughs along the season, and a few things have just gone wrong and we're like, what else can happen? But yeah, look, every time something's gone wrong, it's been one of the great things about the team, whereas all the girls have just gone, well, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it, so we can't stress. We've just got to keep moving on with this situation. So it's definitely taught me patience, because it's something that I lacked a lot of. But now I feel like I'm a lot calmer person than I probably ever have been.
And the Mavs family have welcomed you back. What's your message to them?
They've been absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, the love and support that I've felt through every single game, whether we won or we lost, and the messages that have been received have been greatly appreciated. I've loved receiving letters from young girls saying, you know, that I'm their idol. And that's been really overwhelming for me this year. And so a huge thank you. They always say that joining Mavs is like a family, and it's something that's flashed out everywhere, but it honestly is. It is like a family, and I've been truly blessed to be part of it.
Mavs Director of Netball, Kat Ratnapala, is delighted to have Joan Karen as part of the team.
Kat Ratnapala here from Benicos Mavericks. Our final two signings with Joe Tripp and Karen Bailey. Really excited to get these final two names out there, which finalises our squad of full 15 players out there for the 2019 season. Can't wait to get started. It's really excited, competitive squad this year. So yeah, watch your space. Bring on 2019.
And you can't fail to have noticed the artwork that's been used to announce all of the players this season for Mavs. And he is. Charlotte Scanlon is even behind our logo too. It's taken me ages to sort this out. She's been really busy. But I finally got the chance to speak to her about how the whole Netball Scribbles idea came about. And apparently it included our very own Sasha as well. Charlie, some people are born with talents and others develop them. So where would you put yourself in that?
That's a big question. Definitely developed. I've always had a love of the arts, and from a young age, I can remember getting a book of the works of Monet and just falling in love even at a young age, and my mum encouraged that path really. But yeah, I've always been creative, but I don't know about the whole born thing, but yeah, no, I've always had a passion for creativity and painting. Yeah.
What were you like at when it was birthdays and things like that? Were you always creating your own cards for everybody?
Oh, yeah. My sister Emily, at one of these like years, you're going to have to like buy me a present. Like, I can't just have like artwork. Like, every year she was getting a new creative thing to put on her wall, and she was just like, nah, you're going to have to buy me like something or get me some vouchers. So, yeah, I've always been one to sort of get away with a bit of artwork for a present, but can only get away with it for so long.
When was the first time somebody said to you, oh, could you do something for me?
Oh, probably back at school. Friends asking me to do little caricatures, like, and I'd do things for teachers, like going away presents or leaving presents was a big thing. But yeah, back at school was when I first got asked.
How did you start on this netball scribble? Didn't Sasha have something to do with it?
Yeah, it was Sash.
In which case, she wants to know where a royalty check is.
Oh, yeah. It's in the post, and AusPost is very slow if you... But yeah, no, I can remember I got to Australia, I was playing socially netball and I got injured, and I was obsessed with the ANZ League. So while I had my foot up, I rolled my ankle pretty bad. So I had a few days off work, and I was already doing my artwork, but mainly fashion inspired pieces. And then I just happened to be watching Swift's versus Vixens, and love a bit of Sharni Layton, so I drew her in like contesting for the ball. And I can remember Sasha was just like, oh my god, you need to do like more netball scribble, like just more netball. And I was like, oh really? Like, and I got really good feedback, and then Annie Sargent gave me some really good feedback also, so kind of just snowballed from there really.
What was that initial demand like? Had it taken some time to grow, or was it a case of overnight, please can you do something for me? Oh, you should do this.
Yeah, like it did snowball, and then I was really like, is this a thing? And then kind of went back to my fashion pieces. But yeah, it snowballed pretty quick. And then Sasha featured my work or my Instagram handle in England Netball. And then yeah, just escalated. But it was really when the start of last year, when there was a massive change in Australia, the Suncorp Super Netball League, like the start of that, I was like, oh right, new start, let's get the Scan and Scribble Sports Instagram up and running. And I really just focused like in women in the sport, and especially netball. And yeah, just is kind of snowballed, but in a good way, obviously.
And cheeky little podcasts in the middle of that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good answer, right. How about some of your favourite pieces?
I did a piece last year, a lady in Perth. She was a massive West Coast Fever fan. And she was like, oh, just, you know, an altercation under the post would be great. So I had a little scan on some images, and I did Courtney Bruce underneath the post contesting. I think it was against Susan Pettit, and that was my favourite. I wish I kept it.
And you're obviously now branching out as well, so you can do scribbles for families and groups and teams. That's important as well, isn't it?
I feel like family, whether it was born or built, traditional, non-traditional, is like the best team in the world that you can have. So yeah, love me some family pics.
You're over in Perth at the minute. Are you keeping an eye on how Stacey's doing?
Yeah. So last year I tried to stay neutral because I was back in England. And just for the point of the Instagram feed, just trying to stay neutral, but being in Perth and watching West Coast, easy to get wrapped up in it. So I'm a massive FIFA fan.
So have you managed to keep an eye on Super League over here? You fancy Wasps again?
I've only really seen coverage on Wasps, really. Yeah, devastating, really. Like, the coverage, like, we just don't get to see any of the Vitality League. So really wish I could somehow. I don't know, someone suggested there's some kind of streaming, but I'm pretty sure that Sky, I've got that all wrapped up. So I don't...
Lots of people are aware of your work. What's the best place to find out more about it? Website?
Best place, the website. Yeah, so there's a contact form, and if you just let me know if you're in Australia or the UK, and then just sling me an email, and then what exactly kind of project you're after, and then I can forward you on price guides and the process, which is all very straightforward. Nice and easy, scandandscribbles.com. And there's like a fashion section and a sports section. But yeah, just message me. I'll always give you a message back.
A reminder, you can keep up to date with everything going on at The Netball Show on Twitter. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for your support.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us. And to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side. And I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.